Yeah, well, through the front door, you're straight into the room, no porch or hall. And there was quite a large room, really. And it had one of these old-fashioned black grates, shall I say. And there was room for a three-piece suite and a little table or probably a sideboard or something. And then the door to go through that room led into the place where the stairs went up the centre of the house. So you went up the stairs from the centre, then there's another door that side into what was called the living kitchen. There was no kitchen as such. It was sort of a cooker and a basin and whatever. Oh, I can't remember, a unit of some description sort of thing. But yes, and then that was it. And then there was three bedrooms upstairs. The one to the left looked over the street, shall we say, and then you turned right, and there was one that looked over the wall, which was Mr. I can't remember his name, lived there in this big house. It overlooked his big garden, which was the length of Pump Alley in those days, sort of thing. And then there was one beyond that sort of thing, three bedrooms, but no bathroom, of course. No, it was jugs and basins and things like that in your bedroom, which was a bit primitive now. Yes. So then, as I say, it went out into this little yard, and there was a wash house and the toilet. And to the right of the wash house was a communal tap that served that house and that house, or possibly the first one as well, the first three, I think. Yes. Then there was another one further on, of course. And there was we was number three, and there was six houses just there. And then there was a arched passageway to the next block down the street. Like, yes.